Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times best-selling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties. Welcome back to our Thursday Q&A show. Our topic today is stress and healthy ways to cope. So obviously, this is a very important topic because all of us deal with stress. And today, I want to cover some really practical, useful tips and tools that you can bring into your arsenal to help you feel your best as we go through life and different stresses come in. And before we get started, I just want to give a little shout out if you haven't yet left us a review on iTunes. Please just take 60 seconds out of your day and leave us a review. Thank you so much in advance. It's a wonderful way to spread the love and the message of our show. And you can also take a screenshot on your phone and give a little text to a friend or family member you think that might really benefit from this information and this energy. And you could also post it on your Instagram story or your Snapchat or Facebook or wherever you are. So thank you again. That's another wonderful way to spread the love. Speaking of love, we have our amazing Caitlin who is on the call with me today. She is an amazing, amazing beauty. She is the general manager of Saluna. She's a very busy lady, but we keep her on the podcast because we've been doing it together from the start, okay? Like always for the last few years, and we just wanted to keep her in. So thank you, Kay, so much for being here with us today.
Yes, thank you for that introduction. And it's so great to be on the show. Yeah, we have been on air now for quite some time. This is our 314th episode of the show. And as much as we expand and doing things, I just feel like it's so important to be in touch with the community. So I love being on. I'm happy that we're able to make it so I can be.
Yes, it's awesome. Truly. Yeah.
And I'm excited about this topic. We're about to come into the whirlwind of holiday. It's officially November today, guys. So, stress can always be around. But I know for myself and other people I've been talking to recently, stress begins to pick up just a little bit this time of year.
And, you know, so much with stress is really, it's not the events themselves that are stressful. It's really our perception of it. So I will just say as a general theme, as we go into this season, maybe having the intention like this, may this be the least stressful holiday season I've ever had. I'm going to, you know, chill out. I'm going to maybe order some stuff online versus dealing with crowded parking lots. Or I'm just going to slow down a little bit or whatever it is. So we're not already putting that perception, that anticipation, like this is going to be so stressful because every year is stressful. It doesn't have to be. Remember, we create our own reality. We really do. I mean, that's a powerful, just a belief that I've started to realize more and more in my own life, Kay. We do create our own reality. Intention is so powerful. And so just really creating an intention of how we want this whole season to go, how we want it to look like, and just putting that out there is a very powerful practice.
I agree. It's a saying, and there's been a lot of research, but when they say it's like when you're in the present moment, you don't feel the stress. It's more the future projection of the anxiety or the past.
No, in the moment.
Yeah.
In the present, there is no, like Eckhart Tolle will say, there is no problem right here. Yes. But the problem is we're anticipating, what if I'm late? What if they don't like this gift? What do I have to do? It's always like this and that. And so, yes, we have to take steps. We have to act. We have to do things. We have to, you know, go to parties, buy gifts, like do all this stuff. But we can do it from a really centered place, which we'll talk about as we get into the questions.
Perfect. Well, with that, we can jump into Allie's question. And she lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And she says, I am a plant-based eater and live a healthy lifestyle. However, I'm feeling constantly stressed. What are some natural remedies that you suggest I could try?
So, Allie, thank you so much for your question. Lots of love to you in Nashville. So, first of all, I'm glad you are a plant-based eater. Again, speaking of research, there's so many thousands and thousands of clinical research studies and surveys and just so much studying the effects of plants and their ability to adaptogens, for instance, ability to help us deal with stress in multifunctional ways. Adaptogens, for instance, are non-specific, so they help our bodies. We have a whole adaptogen series of foods that can be very helpful with stress, specifically ashwagandha, maca, goji berries. We have a whole series and we can link to them in the show notes. So plant-based eating, yes. Adding adaptogens in, yes. And you'll see that we have recipes that correspond to these amazing plant foods. There is this intelligence in plants. They are a form of plant medicine. We do not know everything that they do, but we know that the bioenergetics of these plants can very much help heal us and keep us fortified against stress. In my daily practice, from a food standpoint, my smoothies remain as my anchor. My glowing green smoothie is so important. All those very yin, calming energy of the greens, all the antioxidants. And then also my power protein smoothie is the opportunity where I do put in ashwagandha, maca, not every day, but I mix it up, chia seeds, sometimes spirulina, bee pollen. These are all amazing, very potent plant medicines. So for me, part of, you know, the natural remedies are going back to basics, simplicity, getting these foods regularly in. Also, I'm a fan of decoctions, as it's called in Ayurveda, and these hot water or elixirs, and putting in some of these plant foods into there. I make golden milk all the time now with turmeric and cinnamon and black pepper and different warming spices. You could also add ashwagandha into that mix or maca or any of these incredible powders, shatavari. Is another amazing powder for women, especially. So there's that. But beyond just what we're eating, so eating is a pillar, you know, in Radical Beauty, it's one of the six pillars that Deepak and I were talking about. It's so important that we have our practice, our spiritual practice, whatever that looks like to you. It could be just breathing in the morning. It could be meditation. It could be your, you know, movement practice, working your body out, having time to listen to music and get out of your email for a set amount of time. You know, spirituality is practiced in many different ways, creating, you know, this word mindfulness, I don't resonate that much with it, Kay, because I feel like there's so much mind around it. I like more heartfulness, like where we're centered and present. That's the way I like to think of it, being really connected with myself. And so that's huge with stress, because if we don't have our center, it's like we become this very permeable. There's no boundary between us and the outside world. All these little stressors, these little annoying comments someone makes, or the traffic, or the grocery store being out of that ingredient we needed for the recipe. All these little things kind of ding and they get into us. But if we fill ourselves up first, especially in the morning, we feel stronger. We're getting into our lungs, into our body, into our belly. We create almost this force field around us where, of course, crappy stuff happens, but at least we are just coming from a much more centered place. So to me, that's essential. We can't talk about stress here and not talk about meditation, stillness, a breathing practice, whatever it is. And in that regard, we have free meditations for you guys. You can download them. It is nice to have the guidance of someone taking you through, especially if you aren't practicing a specific technique at this moment or ever. So we have those are absolutely free, or, you know, anything, of course, that resonates with you, just finding something and sticking to it as part of your morning practice and expanding that out to include SPO probiotics, glowing green smoothie, just really setting yourself up for a really great day. And in contrast, you know, Saluna, we talk about the sun and the moon. So that's the time of the sun, rising sun, and then the rising moon, the period going into rejuvenation, having that sleep elixir we talked about, or giving yourself time with essential oils, a little bit of self-massage, taking a shower, calming down the mind. It's really important that we have these rituals that anchor our day and they anchor our evening. And that's really important. Otherwise, we're swept in the tornado, then we are completely susceptible to stress. So we need to keep ourselves grounded. It's like we're grounded in the earth. Then we're opening, you know, from a yogic perspective, we could say our root chakra, like we're here, but the crown, we're open to the higher energies. We're open to wisdom coming in, but we're still really rooted. And unless we have that root, we start to get flustered. So everything we talked about just now are important ways beyond food to anchor ourselves in energetically.
Yeah, that's so important to have multiple areas, like you're saying, beyond food.
Yes.
Not just, oh, what do I eat? Or kind of can pick from, I always like to call it a toolbox, of, you know, how to get through it. And it might vary from day to day. So that was awesome. Tons and tons of suggestions there for everybody. So we'll move to Shay's question. And she lives in Ashland, Virginia. And she says, I've been following you for almost a year now, and I have an interesting question. What do you do when you have an urge to do something rebellious? I find for the most part that living the Saluna lifestyle is very satisfying and it feels amazing. But every now and again, I want to break the mold. I used to drink tequila to let out some steam, but I have stopped and I feel like I need something to help me feel wild and free for a moment. Do you have any advice?
Wow, Shay, wonderful question. I love this question.
Me too.
So I really feel like what we're talking about here is about Shakti, which is the creative force that comes through us. And it's wild, it's creative, it's the force that's in nature. It's very strong, particularly in the divine feminine. We all have this divine feminine energy, males and females, but specifically in us women, there is a lot of Shakti. And this is something that we talk about, or we did talk about a lot in the Feel Good Circle for October, embodying the divine feminine. We talked a lot about this energy. And I think it's very important to realize that this is completely natural and it is completely amazing that we embrace it. We do not try to ignore it or suppress it or hold it down in any way. In the past, Shay, you may have said, oh, well, I want to drink tequila and kind of like have that as an outlet, as like a so-called, quote, societally accepted outlet is drinking alcohol. And there's nothing wrong. And there may be times where you want to party and like go out with your friends and great. So I mean, that's something that can happen from time to time. But I just want to say there's many different ways to express this Shakti. For me, movement is a really big way. I love to dance. I think it's really important for me to kind of move my body. And Kay, you and I have kind of done that in like different yogic practices. You know, one of my teachers, Shiva Ray, is really into that kind of free form. She called it sahaja, where I get on my mat and I'm not doing like a full asana practice right now. I do my beach walks, but I do sometimes get on my mat and I move my spine and I really let my body move the way it wants to move, because that energy that comes through our spine, it comes through our body. We don't want to hold it down. As far as doing something rebellious, to me, adventures are always a big thing. You know, whether it's doing something out in nature or trying a new, just a new experience for me. I have been going this whole way, Kay, as you and I have talked about, like working with a lot of priestesses and like shamanic teachers, which I find really interesting and exciting to go into this like planetary realm of learning about astrology and learning about, you know, why there's some part of me that's like, why did we pick the name Saluna, the sun and the moon? It's kind of like interesting and how it's going with the energy of the whole. So I think it's like learning new things, things that you're drawn towards, people, teachers, teachings that you're drawn towards. For me, has always been a big part of expanding and feeling like, oh, like I keep learning and that feels really exciting. you know, sometimes I too feel like drinking a glass of wine, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. So I just think it's allowing that Shakti to be really free. Kay, you can speak to this as well. I know you and I spoke about, you know, as a triathlete, you know, you were talking about going down a hill really fast in your bike and just letting that come through. So I just think finding really authentic ways, whether it's dance or, you know, finding like a really cool women's circle and doing things you wouldn't usually do, or an experience, or travel, or like, to me, it's like, it's so individual, this question, but I love that you're bringing it up, Shay, because it's part of our nature. We never want life to feel routine, stagnant, like I'm in a rut. Mm-hmm. And now my only outlet is tequila. I mean, yes, if you want it, it's there. But there's all these other amazing ways to let this energy and the movement flow through. And I would encourage you to really explore what is in your heart and how you can express it authentically.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot. I think it comes down to as well evaluating where you're at. As you said, like, we shift, like what might have felt rebellious a few years ago might not feel the same now, or you might not want to do something like that. For me, a simple example was, you brought up the triathlon training. I was going to bed really early, like 8:30, and getting up at 5 a.m. And now that I'm in a rest period, I've been staying up late, and I'm like, ooh, it's 11. I'm still
yes.
up, or, you know, sleeping in, or, you know, whatever, makes you feel breaking that routine. The other night I went out, for drinks, and I hadn't been out in a really long time, and that just felt, that felt good for me. But then the next day I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't want to do that again for a while, you know? So I think it's just kind of owning how your body yes. feels, like how it responds. Like now, even if I have one or two drinks the next day, I just feel terrible, and alcohol doesn't really set right with me. And I've always kind of shied away over the last few years. It doesn't feel as good, but I'll go back to it sometimes. And I'm like, I used to feel guilty, but now I'm just like, okay, no, like you just don't want to do that. No big deal. You know, you made a decision. You don't feel good the next day. So just, you know, won't make that choice next time. And if I do again, I won't feel bad about it either. But I think it's changing your perspective and like not demonizing, like, because you don't drink all the time. If you want to have tequila, fine, or whatever the choice may be. So I can definitely, I think everybody can relate to that for sure. Just wanting to let loose, it can be very stagnant, the Monday through Friday routine, depending on what you're doing.
But that wildness, that freedom is part of us. You know, we talk about our owning our authentic wholeness. And I think it's like really seeing it and fostering it instead of being scared of it, or like, oh gosh, like, is this okay, acceptable? Feeling wild and free can happen, again, express in many ways. Like if you have a partner, just having like the most amazing lovemaking, you know, exploring tantra, you know, there's all these different things that you can express and bring that into your life. That freedom, that in like that lack of inhibition, like I said, through movement, I think is really healing. And I'll share too, there was a period, you know, when I was in college and like, you know, traveling around the world, where it was like, it felt so, I was so into like getting perfect grades, Kay, and like controlling parts, that for me, I did ecstasy sometimes, Molly, as it's called now. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, look how like free I am. I can dance for 12 hours. And then I was like, like I did get to the point where I was like, I didn't do it that many times, but that was like, I don't need that, because I was more in touch with that freedom within myself, and I didn't need that external. Mm-hmm. So again, I think we go in different periods, and there's no judgment because we're all on the path, and just really opening up to what calls to us at right now, I think is what's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is great stuff to journal about too. If you guys haven't heard about our Feel Good Circle, it's something yes. we just started last month when we launched Saluna. We have more information on mysaluna.com about it, but it's just a really great community. It's only $5.55 a month, and there's prompted journal writing, and we also have a Facebook group where everybody's in there, and they're talking about their experiences and topics like this that you can share in a safe and creative way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. We love it.
All right, guys. Well, with that, we are going to take a short break over here, and then Kimberly will be back to answer the last two questions.
If you like my show, you are going to love the Lady Gang podcast on Podcast One. The Hollywood Girl Posse has tackled the biggest names and stories in Hollywood, and now they're taking over your TV. Check out the funniest ladies on the planet as Kelty, Becca, and Jack prepare for their upcoming premiere this Sunday, October 28th on E! Congrats, ladies. And check out the Lady Gang podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Okay, beauties, we're back from our break and we have two more questions for you guys. Very exciting.
Yes, and this one is coming to you from Rebecca, and she lives, or I live, here in New York City, New York. And her question says, I live in New York City and I leave my house around 7:30 in the morning and sometimes I'm not home till 10 at night. I feel like I have no time for self-care or a moment to myself to distress. Do you have any tips for me to find time in my crazy, hectic schedule and busy days?
Yes, Rebecca, what a wonderful question. I lived in New York City. I understand the energy there very much. I feel very connected to it still. I was there just a few weeks ago with Bobby and Kay. We were doing, we were there around the launch of Saluna. So first of all, I love this question. I think it's important to be practical and know that for many of us, we have long days and we may be out or there's just a lot going on, or those of us that have small children, it's not always like, oh, I have this hour to do my full self-care practice. Even though you were leaving at 7:30 for you, especially, and we talked about this earlier in the podcast, having a really strong morning practice is even more important for you. Or especially important for you because you're going out into this, into the world. And it's so important that you have that anchor. So everything we talked about, even if it entails getting up 20 minutes earlier, but really staying on point with your meditation, your hot water with lemon, your SBO probiotics, your glowing green smoothie is essential. I would not even attempt your sort of schedule without a morning practice, honestly, because I think that it could break down your adrenals and your energy if you aren't really rooted. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I'm a huge fan of mini meditations. I think at your work, if you can just hide in a conference room or in the bathroom, if you have to, or you know, New York people don't have cars really. Doesn't feel like always there's so much private space. But even if it's just, or in your office, if you have one, just 30 seconds, 1 minute, just to recenter yourself periodically through the day and come back to your breath and remind yourself to breathe and just to be in the moment, like keep coming back because your days are so long. I think that can be really beneficial. I also think it's important to, and I know we're going into the winter months, but to make sure that you are not indoors for that whole stretch. Part of self-care is connecting with nature, even in New York City, just getting outside for mini walks, tuning out the energy of the city. So putting on your headphones and maybe listening to some mantras, if you're into someone like Krishna Das, like me, or classical music, or just really chilled out music and sort of getting back into your own space. Music is really powerful because it's all vibration and the harmony of the music can help really settle you in. So I think all of that is really important, as well as, of course, as much as possible, staying on point with healing foods throughout the day. Now is a great time for grounding soups, especially you're out all day. So lunch could be like soup and salad, a lentil soup, something hot at lunch could be really great. And even places like Starbucks that have organic almond milk, you could just make your own little elixirs. You could get, or your office, if it has, you know, steamed hot water or steamed nut milk, and add the golden milk, the powdered ginger, turmeric, black pepper, cinnamon, things like that. You could have that as a mid-afternoon sort of self-care practice elixir at work because you're getting home so late. So just these little touch points throughout the day, I think will really help to keep your energy balanced.
Yeah, it's so important to have a plan. I find like if I get set up the night before, if I have a busy day, then it's just easier for that routine to flow. You know, you've suggested making the glowing green smoothie ahead of time so you can just grab it and go. Days when I, you know, say don't lay out my workout clothes, I'm less likely to go. So just having that when you do have such a hectic schedule. And I as well lived in New York City for 15 years and it's very hectic.
Yes.
But whether you live in a big city or a suburb, you know, you can still feel just as crazy depending on what's going on in your life. So just having those, that routine. We have a really nice start here section on our new website, My Saluna, that highlights 5 key things that you guys can do to start your day. It's just a really easy starter page. If anybody's interested, they can go there and everything's laid out for you guys. And hot water with lemon, GGS, all of it's in one place for you.
Love it. Yay, Kay. Thank you for bringing that up. I think it's so nice to have that organization. This is the first time we have a website that feels really organized and easy to flow. So if you guys haven't checked out our new site, it's like a whole new universe.
Yeah, that's why I keep bringing it up, because in case it hasn't trickled down the grapevine yet, we definitely want you guys to see our offerings, and it's a lot easier to navigate. And we really hope you enjoy the user experience. We definitely took your feedback and everything that you have said as a community in mind when we were building the new site.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you.
So with that, we will head into our last question of the day, which is from Carla, and she lives in Houston, Texas. And her question is, I have tried meditating as a de-stressor for months now, and I just cannot find it in me to sit still. Every time I close my eyes, my mind keeps going and going. Possibly meditation just isn't right for me. But I need to find something else to calm my mind. Do you have any suggestions or tips to help me?
So Carla, thank you so much for your question. This is a universal experience that pretty much everybody across the board experiences. When I started attempting meditation, I would put on my timer and, you know, say, okay, I'm going to meditate for 30 minutes. And it would feel excruciating, like it's so much time is gone. And then I'd look down and it would literally be 7 minutes.
Yes.
So it's a whole process. It's a whole new game world to be in stillness and to observe our thoughts and eventually like calm them down. So I will say, Carla, do not give up on meditation. It is something that is a practice. It's something that we need to work on and build like a muscle. What's really helpful before meditation is, I would say exhausting the body, but like working out the body so that you feel really still within your limbs. This is why in a typical asana practice, you know, the whole goal of the asanas or the yoga poses is to calm the body so that meditation becomes easier. So I would suggest doing some yoga or, you know, some kind of movement. We have different series. We have our whole yoga DVD you can check out. I mean, it's designed to really like twist, and you move in a mandala, you move in a circle. It's really designed to just calm. So it becomes much easier to sit afterwards. So the practical side of, you know, us moving around all the time is work the body out so the body can sit and be cooperative. The other part is really following either a guided meditation or some kind of technique. If we just expect ourselves to sit, there's a simplicity in meditation, but it doesn't mean it's easy. So if we just sit there and we have no technique and we expect, you know, oh, all the thoughts are going to go away, I'm going to go super deep, that's not really how it works. That's why, you know, traditionally there's gurus, and the guru stands for someone that takes you from the darkness to the light, someone that is teaching us, guiding us, walking us through, someone that has been there. You know, my guru is Paramahansa Yogananda. And I, you know, I practice his Kriya Yoga techniques, which are so powerful. It has been life changing for me. I practice them twice a day, every day. And I have for the last 15 years almost. So anyways, you finding something that resonates and really sticking with it instead of jumping around from like thing to thing, I also think helps to calm the mind. But just remember that it is a practice and it will take some time, but I am very, encouraging of really sticking with something through.
Yeah, I think that's so important to bring up, because a lot of people get frustrated or they think they're doing it wrong. It's something new. And especially if, you know, you don't have a support system of people who are also doing meditation, or it's just foreign, it can be easy to want to give up, because it does take take time for sure. I'm not an avid meditator yet. I try, but I do those mini meditations in my own way. And I've found I've been able to calm down more. But yeah, my mind will still race too. So you're not alone, Carla. We'll link to the awesome offerings Kimberly mentioned, that we do have those free meditations right over on our site that you can just access and try to calm down with those. And as we always like to end the show, we would love to hear what this week's thought of the week.
Yes. So beauties, here is the thought of the week as we wrap up our show, thinking about stress. I think it can be very stressful as well to compare ourselves, to think we're not enough, which is sort of the culture of Instagram, unfortunately, and, you know, just media in general. So my thought of the week is be yourself. That's how you'll stand out, because there's only one of you. So just even in the noise, and of course, we are on Instagram and we try, you know, we keep it very positive and daily inspiration. If you're on there, it's important that you filter who you follow and what you're letting into your energy. So if you want some positivity, our handle is @_KimberlySnyder. And again, that's like a very, like, we're authentically trying to support it. But if something doesn't make you feel good, I would unfollow. I would be very discerning who's coming into your space, into your phone, which is into your eyes, into your brain, into your energy. And remember that, again, there is only one of you, and standing very strong in that and focused on uplifting your energy and your path. And again, just staying true to that. And I think that will also be part of our stress reduction. You know, we talk more and more about this in the Feel Good Circle, but that's the message I wanted to say today as well.
Well, thank you for that beautiful thought. It's always just a lovely way to end the show. And for us all to be connected. And speaking of connections, if you guys would like to ask Kimberly a question, the new way to do that is to head over to mysaluna.com/askKimberly. And there'll be the form there where you guys can submit your questions and I'll check them out and hopefully we'll put them on an upcoming show.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much. Thank you, beauties, for tuning in. We absolutely love you. We are so grateful. We are on the path together to support each other. Know that you always have this safe space to reflect or just to come to when you want something really nurturing for your soul. We are here. We are here. This is your home for that. We love you. We'll see you back here in just a few days. Have a wonderful weekend. Take great care and see you soon. Bye.